星期天警告说， 如果美国像特朗普总统正在考虑的那样，在5月1日重新开放经济活动， 过快恢复正常状态，肆虐的冠状病毒将有进一步传播的非常大的风险。 福气对美国有线电视新闻网CNN说， 随着美国政府关于人与人之间安全距离的建议 于4月30日结束， 美国商业的复苏不会是一个转机。 他希望至少在某些方面下个月美国人能够重返工作岗位和日常活动，但他说在该国不同地区情况可能会有所不同。他说这取决于特定社区的冠状病毒病例数量以及检测是否显示大部分人没有感染。他说即使采取了预防措施，我们知道人们会受到感染，这只是现实。美国冠状病毒死亡人数已经超过2万人， 据所有国家之首，确诊病例超过53万人。目前的美国模型预测到7月份，美国可能会有6万人或更多人死亡。总部位于巴黎的无国界记者组织呼吁中国政府尽快说明艾芬医生的近况。这位新冠疫情吹哨人接受媒体采访，批评中国政府审查相关信息之后已经失联2周。 3月29日，澳大利亚电视节目《60分钟》率先报道武汉中心医院急诊科主任艾芬失踪了。这显然是因为他接受了人民日报所属杂志《人物》采访时批评了审查制度的结果。而3月10日初刊的这期杂志很快从书报摊上被撤了下来，相关采访也在该杂志的网站上被删除。不过先前被复制的版本则被互联网的使用者继续传播。 艾芬的家人及同事担心他因为这篇文章被捕，美国政府资助的自由亚洲电台也证实无法联系上他。艾芬的中国社交媒体账号依然活跃，也发布了几条令人安心的信息，但是相关的真实性受到质疑，因为中国警方经常强迫被拘留者透露他们的密码。过去2个月里，与新冠疫情有关的3名记者及3名政治评论员也遭到逮捕。 去年12月30日，艾芬与几位医生同事首先发出警告， 称武汉出现了一种类似2003年造成全球大约8000人感染 近800多人死亡的SARS病毒。 8位吹哨人之一的李文亮医生因感染新冠病毒去世， 他在1月3日因涉嫌散布谣言被警方传唤训斥。 无国界记者2019年新闻自由指数显示， 中国在180个国家当中排名第177位。 香港大学医学院及玛丽医院研究团队的一项报告指出， 新冠病毒的繁殖率高于SARS3倍以上。 这项研究的重点是利用人体外肺器官模型模拟病毒在肺部发展的情况，比以往利用仓鼠测试更具有准确性。 研究人员分别观察新冠及SARS病毒的表现， 结果显示新冠病毒在短时间内具有极高的复制速度。 此外，新冠病毒令肺部组织产生干扰素及炎症的反应 比SARS要低。 因此，新冠病毒不像SARS病毒在人体内引起细胞因子风暴， 比如让患者发高烧， 所以即使有些患者感染新冠病毒也未必会出现明显症状， 令病毒有如忍者一般难以被发现，这也是这次疫情出现许多隐性患者的原因。香港政府抗疫顾问、港大微生物系讲座教授袁国勇表示， 这次疫情不可能以过去处理SARS的方法应对， 最理想的做法就是扩大病毒检测的数量。 袁国勇还估计疫情不会在7月底之前结束，并呼吁市民继续严格遵守限聚令，减少外出，保持社交距离。台湾国防部表示，共军航空母舰辽宁号编队及所属5艘护卫舰4月初离港后，在黄海东中国海进行航训， 随后经过宫古水道， 12日由台湾东部外海经南部海域继续往南行驶， 从事远海长航训练。台湾国防部强调，国军运用联合勤监侦系统全程监测，并完成相关应处作为，以确保台湾安全与维护区域的和平稳定。 观察军事飞行器航迹的推特飞机守望12日指出， 一架美军 EP-3E 白羊座电子侦察机出现在台湾南部巴士海峡一带海域。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商业实践和文化为主。 通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们复习本星期的课程。第一课重点讲打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言。首先请听电话采访。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
下面我们来听一些词句的变换说法。
May I help you?
How can I help you?
This is Charles Blake from International Robotics.
This is Charles Blake of International Robotics.
I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Could I please speak to Mike Epstein?
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
One moment, I'll connect you.
I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Mr. Blake of International Robotics would like to speak with you.
接下来请继续听 Elizabeth 采访 Blake 先生。
Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
文化点滴。这一节我们要回答的问题是，在打电话给一个大公司的时候，应该怎样和接电话的人沟通。Hello
again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company, what should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists. You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company. Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips. Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to. The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip. If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, please hold, or one moment, please. While you are on hold, you may hear some music or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Let's listen to today's business dialogue.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow.
Gary 提示 ，Gary 今天要讲用什么样的语言表达方式提出建议。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, "When would be convenient?" Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, "Could we meet?" to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying could we is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
本星期的第二课，我们重点讲解了在提建议时应当使用的客气语言。首先，请听电话采访。这一课的嘉宾是先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is speaking to us from his office in California. Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Today, we are going to listen to your phone conversation with Mr. Blake. He called you just after he arrived in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember.
Were you expecting Mr. Blake's call?
Yes, I was. I knew that he was arriving in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. So I kept my schedule free for the following afternoon, Tuesday afternoon.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics.I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
词句代换.
How are you?
How have you been?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. And you?
When did you get into San Francisco?
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
I got here a few minutes ago.
我们继续采访 Epstein 先生。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting. I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate. How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
文化点滴。 这一节我们要讨论的是商务活动中的相互寒暄问候。Hello
again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question. Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. When Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel. These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it." This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
商务对话，一位年轻的商界人士打电话给另一家公司，约见该公司的生产部经理。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue.
Bob Harmon.
Hello, Mr. Harmon. This is Henry Michaels of Stetson Industries.
Oh, hello, Henry. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I'd like to discuss our delivery schedule.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
That's good for me. What time?
How about 3 o'clock at my office?
That's great.
提示 Gary 要给我们讲一些同对方约时间和地点见面的各种客气的说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting. First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, "How does that sound?" Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, "How about?" Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, "I was wondering if." Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence, but it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein, he uses a similar expression. I was hoping that. Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion. We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show.
Charles Blake.
On today's program, I'll be talking again with Charles Blake of International Robotics. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your phone conversation with Mr. Epstein. You arranged to meet him on Tuesday, June 11th.
Yes, that's right.
Let's listen again to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
When shall we get together?
When shall we meet?
I'm free after 11 o'clock.
I'm not busy after 11.
How's that sound?
Is that good for you?
That sounds fine with me.
That sounds good.
接下来请听 Elizabeth 继续采访 Blake 先生。
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco. Then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project, about their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes. He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker, someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, "Let's meet tomorrow for lunch," or "How about tomorrow for lunch?" But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, "I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow."
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, "I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days," or "Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow?" Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague? Very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or if you want to be very considerate, you can say, "What time is good for you?"
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
Let's
listen to today's business dialogue.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay. Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Gary 提示。Gary 要给我们再讲讲在回答对方建议时可以使用的各种语句。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue.Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, "Sure, that's fine," to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting. Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests two places for the meeting.John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly, "Okay, let's meet in the conference room." Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, "I'm sorry, but,is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips.
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就复习到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
美国最高传染病专家安东尼·福奇医生星期天警告说，如果美国像特朗普总统正在考虑的那样，在5月1日重新开放经济活动，过快恢复正常状态，肆虐的冠状病毒将有进一步传播的非常大的风险。福奇对美国有线电视新闻网 CNN 说，随着美国政府关于人与人之间安全距离的建议于4月30日结束，美国商业的复苏不会是一个转机。他希望至少在某些方面，下个月美国人能够重返工作岗位和日常活动，但他说在该国不同地区情况可能会有所不同。他说这取决于特定社区的冠状病毒病例数量，以及检测是否显示大部分人没有感染。他说即使采取了预防措施，我们知道人们会受到感染，这只是现实。美国冠状病毒死亡人数已经超过2万人，居所有国家之首，确诊病例超过53万人。目前的美国模型预测，到7月份，美国可能会有6万人或更多人死亡。总部位于巴黎的无国界记者组织呼吁中国政府尽快说明艾芬医生的近况。这位新冠疫情吹哨人接受媒体采访，批评中国政府审查相关信息之后已经失联2周。3月29日，澳大利亚电视节目《60分钟》率先报道武汉中心医院急诊科主任艾芬失踪了。这显然是因为他接受了《人民日报》所属杂志《人物》采访时批评了审查制度的结果。而3月10日初刊的这期杂志很快从书报摊上被撤了下来，相关采访也在该杂志的网站上被删除，不过先前被复制的版本则被互联网的使用者继续传播。艾芬的家人及同事担心他因为这篇文章被捕，美国政府资助的自由亚洲电台也证实无法联系上他。艾芬的中国社交媒体账号依然活跃，也发布了几条令人安心的信息，但是相关的真实性受到质疑，因为中国警方经常强迫被拘留者透露他们的密码。过去2个月里，与新冠疫情有关的3名记者及3名政治评论员也遭到逮捕。去年12月30日，艾芬与几位医生同事首先发出警告，称武汉出现了一种类似2003年造成全球大约8000人感染、近800多人死亡的 SARS 病毒。8位吹哨人之一的李文亮医生因感染新冠病毒去世，他在1月3日因涉嫌散布谣言被警方传唤训斥。无国界记者2019年新闻自由指数显示，中国在180个国家当中排名第177位。香港大学医学院及玛丽医院研究团队的一项报告指出，新冠病毒的繁殖率高于 SARS 3倍以上。这项研究的重点是利用人体外肺器官模型模拟病毒在肺部发展的情况，比以往利用仓鼠测试更具有准确性。研究人员分别观察新冠及 SARS 病毒的表现，结果显示新冠病毒在短时间内具有极高的复制速度。此外，新冠病毒令肺部组织产生干扰素及炎症的反应比 SARS 要低。因此，新冠病毒不像 SARS 病毒在人体内引起细胞因子风暴，比如让患者发高烧，所以即使有些患者感染新冠病毒也未必会出现明显症状，令病毒有如忍者一般难以被发现，这也是这次疫情出现许多隐性患者的原因。香港政府抗疫顾问、港大微生物系讲座教授袁国勇表示，这次疫情不可能以过去处理 SARS 的方法应对，最理想的做法就是扩大病毒检测的数量。袁国勇还估计疫情不会在7月底之前结束，并呼吁市民继续严格遵守限聚令，减少外出，保持社交距离。台湾国防部表示，共军航空母舰辽宁号编队及所属5艘护卫舰4月初离港后，在黄海、东中国海进行航训，随后经过宫古水道，12日由台湾东部外海经南部海域继续往南行驶，从事远海长航训练。台湾国防部强调，国军运用联合勤监侦系统全程监测，并完成相关应处作为，以确保台湾安全与维护区域的和平稳定。 观察军事飞行器航迹的推特飞机守望12日指出，一架美军 EP-3E 白羊座电子侦察机出现在台湾南部巴士海峡一带海域。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商业实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们复习本星期的课程，第一课重点讲打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言。首先请听电话采访。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein?
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
下面我们来听一些词句的变换说法。
May I help you?
How can I help you?
This is Charles Blake from International Robotics.
This is Charles Blake of International Robotics.
I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Could I please speak to Mike Epstein?
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
One moment, I'll connect you.
I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Mr. Blake of International Robotics would like to speak with you.
Elizabeth 采访 Blake 先生。
Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
文化点滴，这一节我们要回答的问题是，在打电话给一个大公司的时候，应该怎样和接电话的人沟通。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company,What should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists. You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company.Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips. Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to.
The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip. If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, please hold, or one moment, please. While you are on hold, you may hear some music or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Let's
listen to today's business dialogue.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow.
Gary 提示 ，Gary 今天要讲用什么样的语言表达方式提出建议。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, when would be convenient? Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, could we meet, to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying could we is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
本星期的第二课，我们重点讲解了在提建议时应当使用的客气语言。首先请听电话采访。这一课的嘉宾是先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is speaking to us from his office in California. Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Today, we are going to listen to your phone conversation with Mr. Blake. He called you just after he arrived in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember.
Were you expecting Mr. Blake's call?
Yes, I was. I knew that he was arriving in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. So I kept my schedule free for the following afternoon, Tuesday afternoon.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein?
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
词句代换.
How are you?
How have you been?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. And you?
When did you get into San Francisco?
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
I got here a few minutes ago.
我们继续采访 Epstein 先生。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. You suggested that the two of you meet for lunch.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea for us to get together in an informal setting. I wanted to fill him in on some of the details of our project to build a new factory. I didn't want to schedule a formal meeting until he had a chance to rest.
That was very considerate. How about the agenda? Did you go over the agenda?
Yes, of course. I confirmed with him the items he wanted to discuss at the meeting and how much time he needed.
Right.
Then we went for a nice drive around San Francisco. I dropped him off at his hotel and then returned to my office.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's take a short break.
文化点滴。 这一节我们要讨论的是商务活动中的相互寒暄问候。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
Well, today we have a very important email question about business culture.
What is it?
The question is, in a business telephone call, should you immediately begin talking about business?
That is a good question. Actually, in business phone calls, we rarely go directly to the main topic.
Really?
Before talking about business, we usually talk about a friendly topic. Talking about friendly topics is called small talk.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. When Mr. Epstein talks with Mr. Blake, he first asks Mr. Blake about his flight.
Oh, I see.
It gives the conversation a friendly start.
What are some good topics for small talk?
Common small talk topics are weather, hobbies, and travel. These topics are usually very comfortable, but you should avoid talking about very personal topics.
I see.
Small talk helps people in business build better personal relationships. For example, if someone comes to town by airplane, you can ask, "How was your flight?" If they say their flight was terrible, you can say, "That's too bad," or "I'm sorry to hear that." And if their flight was good, you can say, "I'm glad to hear it." This shows that you're interested in personal feelings and not just business.
That's very interesting, Gary. Thank you again for your culture tips.
商务对话，一位年轻的商界人士打电话给另一家公司，约见该公司的生产部经理。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue.
Bob Harmon.
Hello, Mr. Harmon. This is Henry Michaels of Stetson Industries.
Oh, hello, Henry. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week. I'd like to discuss our delivery schedule.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
That's good for me. What time?
How about 3 o'clock at my office?
That's great.
提示 Gary 要给我们讲一些同对方约时间和地点见面的各种客气的说法。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some more ways to suggest the time and place for a meeting. First, let's review some expressions we discussed on our last show. One way to make a suggestion is to say, "How does that sound?" Let's listen.
Well, let's see. I'm busy the first part of the week, but I'm free on Thursday afternoon. How does that sound?
You can also use the expression, "How about?" Let's listen.
What time?
How about 3 o'clock, at my office?
A more formal and more polite way to make a suggestion is to use the expression, "I was wondering if." Listen to the following example from the business dialogue.
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this week.
This is a difficult sentence, but it is a very polite way to make a suggestion. In Mr. Blake's conversation with Mr. Epstein, he uses a similar expression. I was hoping that. Let's listen.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
Let's hear that again, more slowly. I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. This is a very polite suggestion. We'll talk more about polite suggestions on our next show.
On today's program, I'll be talking again with Charles Blake of International Robotics. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your phone conversation with Mr. Epstein. You arranged to meet him on Tuesday, June 11th.
Yes, that's right.
Let's listen again to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
When shall we get together?
When shall we meet?
I'm free after 11 o'clock.
I'm not busy after 11.
How's that sound?
Is that good for you?
That sounds fine with me.
That sounds good.
接下来请听 Elizabeth 继续采访 Blake 先生。
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco, and then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project, about their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes. He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Hello again. We're here with Gary Engleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker, someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, "Let's meet tomorrow for lunch," or "How about tomorrow for lunch?" But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, "I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow."
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, "I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days," or "Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow?" Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague? Very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or if you want to be very considerate, you can say, "What time is good for you?"
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
Let's
listen to today's business dialogue.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office. Or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay. Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Gary 提示，Gary要给我们再讲讲。在回答对方建议时可以使用的各种语句。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue.Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, "Sure, that's fine," to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting. Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests two places for the meeting.John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly, "Okay, let's meet in the conference room." Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, "I'm sorry, but,is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips.
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就复习到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。